This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
On Power 98.7.
Welcome back to the Thursday edition of Power Business. My name is Kai Sitole, spending the week here with you on Power Business. It's been a good one. It ends tomorrow, unfortunately. Wish things could last longer, but here we are. Now, earlier on today, we heard the grim story of the fact that actually tomorrow, the social relief relief grants of 350 rand are coming to an end later on. But perhaps more importantly, it's a question of even before those grants were a thing, people were struggling to put food on their table. And there's one institution that's been tracking just exactly how much it costs to put food on the table. And this is an institution called the Pietermaritzburg Economic Justice and Dignity. And we're now joined by Mervin Abrahams, who is the program coordinator at the coalition. I mean, Mervin, the numbers depress me. Talk us through them. What have you discovered about the month of April?
Good evening, Kai, and good evening to all your listeners. Yes, the numbers are absolutely distressing. A basic basket of 44 foods for a household of 7 persons that we track each month has increased month on month, that is from March to this month, by 3.9% or 159 rand and 39 cents. And the cost of that basket for 7 persons is now 4,193 rand and 93 cents. But also distressing, over the past 8 months, we have seen this basket increase by 342 rand and 59 cents, or 8.9%. We've seen increases across almost all the foods categories. So 36 out of the 44 foods saw an increase. Whether it's staple foods, vegetables, meat, all of us increased. We also saw the same increases across all the cities where we track: Johannesburg, Pietermaritzburg, Durban, Cape Town, Springbok. The increases are happening everywhere. And these increases do not yet carry what we expect would be an increase that will come through based on the increased price of fuel that we saw last month, and of course increased electricity prices, because these are input costs to food production. So we haven't seen those increases yet. And yet over the last past of 8 months, we've seen 8.9% increase. So we've really reached a crisis point around food prices in this country.
You know, Mervin, when we speak about this food basket that we estimate 44 goods are for a family of 7, you find out that most likely in that family of 7, they probably don't earn enough to get even to that level. I mean, how do you then track what exactly is the affordability of the different families?
Exactly, Kaya, because you know, the prices can increase or decrease. It doesn't really matter as long as you've got enough money in your pocket. So when we look at the price of our basket now, 4,193 rand, that is way beyond the 3,000, just over 3,000 rand that the national minimum wage will bring into you every month. So even if you have a job and you bring an income into the house, it is unlikely that you would be able to afford our basket of food. And when you look at the price increases, so month on month, it's 3.9%. 8 months is 8.9%. You compare that to the 4.5% increase on the national minimum wage, the 1.6% increase in the old age grant, the 2% increase in the child support grant. And then you can see that there is just no level of relationship between the increases of income versus the increases in the costs of food and other essential goods that households need to procure.
I imagine, Mervin, that the usefulness of such data is that it should inform policymaking to say, well, what's the point of setting a minimum wage that doesn't even put enough food on the table of one family? What's the point of offering a distress grant of 350 rand that clearly doesn't get people anywhere? What's the point of offering even an old age grant that is a fraction of what this is? Because as we know, those old age grants support entire families. I mean, does this feed into policymaking, or is it just a matter of government thinks the answer is X, so therefore, everybody must deal with it?
Well, Kaya, that's a really extremely important point, because we, of course, make this research available to policymakers. We've made this exact point, as you have raised, to the National Minimum Wage Commission they decided on the increases. We've made exactly the same point to National Treasury before the budget. So essentially, government has looked at this and is basically saying there's nothing much they can do. We believe that government has to step in now, and it has to step in around two areas. Either we have to increase household income. So by proclamation, the Minister of Labour is going to have to increase the national minimum wage, or he would have to keep food prices stable. And between those two areas, and of course, it's not as easy as we just talk. It is a complex situation. Food price value chains are very complex. But yet we have to do something, because the effects of not eating properly is even more disastrous for the country in terms of our long-term socio-economic and development outcomes. So it is absolutely critical for government to step in right now and to step in around either one of those two or both of those two areas.
And I mean, it's a government that at the stroke of midnight tomorrow says there's no money left for the 350 rand grant. People are still arguing that that should be extended until we reach some basic income grant level. Is the basic income grant the one thing that actually solves some of the issues that you've highlighted in your report?
So the basic income grant will go a long way. It won't necessarily solve every problem. And of course, a lot of it will depend on where the grant, where the basic income grant is set, at what monetary level it's set at. But the fact of the basic income grant will help to alleviate at least the depths of poverty that we see in our country, and that we are going to see once this 350 is taken away and food prices are left to escalate in whichever way they do. But it's also at the end an economic question. Because, you know, one of the reasons why food prices are increasing is it's also because there's a global increase in food prices. We've heard that from the Food and Agricultural Organization. Some countries have put a lot of their basic cereals onto the market to depress prices during the heat of the COVID pandemic. And they are now buying up globally in order to restock. So what is happening in South Africa is that government leaves our food just to the market. They say, let the market control. So what is actually happening is because the food prices, so maize prices are increasing in Chicago, so suddenly we're seeing those prices, the South African prices trending at the same level, when you're actually producing in South Africa for South Africa and you're selling in rand value. So really there is also a question around, you know, how can we protect ourselves from global pressures around food prices. And that's an area also that government would have to intervene in.
And you know, when we talk about government needing to do more, it sounds good until we remember that absolutely everywhere else where government is in control, things don't seem to be working, Mervin. It feels like we are caught in a catch-22 situation as a nation.
We are caught in the catch-22 situation, but I think as citizens, we're going to have to hold this government accountable. I mean, they have told us that they can govern, and therefore we expect them to govern. If they cannot govern and they cannot call this improve the situation, then perhaps they should resign and give somebody else a chance to be the government.
Mervin, you publish this report every month?
We do. We do, Kaya. We publish it every month. And it's available on our website at www.pmbejd.org.za.
All right. That was Mervin Abrahams, the program coordinator of the PMBEJD. What's an EJD? Thank you very much there, Mervin, giving us an update on the latest basket of goods pricing. It keeps escalating when people are becoming increasingly poorer. I don't know, guys. It's time for the latest Power News headlines.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.